You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey Queens, how's it going? It's Josh here, and just before we get started today, I just want to make you guys aware that there might be some trigger warnings throughout this episode. Tashani and I do touch on topics like sexual abuse, drug abuse, and suicide as well, so please be aware of that. If these are trigger warnings for you, please just be careful throughout the episode. We don't want to cause any dramas with any of our listeners. Thank you guys, and I hope you enjoy this amazing episode.
And tonight, we are...
Hello, Queens. How is it going? How are we going? As you can hear, I've got laughs in the background. I have Tashani here. You will know her as Twerking Gherkin on Instagram. You've seen her in a couple of my live videos before. First guest experience. Hey, Tash, how are you going?
Hey, I'm good. What is up, my dude?
Oh my god, do you follow Shats on TikTok? Is that hello, what is up, my dudes? Oh, I love Shats. I'll give her a shout out in my she is fantastic. I'll send you the link later.
Okay.
But we are here not to talk about TikTok. We are here to talk about Six, because this is a Six podcast. So Tash and I are friends that found Six together, and we are gonna go through our love of the show today and talk about some pretty cool topics that I haven't yet touched on, which I'm excited to get stuck into. So without further ado, as always, guys, you know what we do. It is time to get down.
I'm the queen of the castle. Get down, you dirty rascal. Get down.
All right, Tash. So you are here. What brought you to the Queendom? Like, how did you find out about this show?
How did I find Six? Well, yeah. I was on my Spotify, and you know how they have that, like, Discover Weekly? Yeah. I generally don't listen to it because a lot of the songs are rubbish. I guess I just have bad taste and don't like it. But Get Down played on it. I was like, oh, wow, this is pretty funky. What is it? I didn't think it was a musical because it sounded too, like, poppy. And I was like, oh, that's fun. And I just really loved it because I'm German myself. So I was like, what is this? And yeah, I found that it was from a musical. So I was like, holy dang. And yeah, the rest is history.
Good old Spotify. I feel like Spotify is the reason, like, most of the people discovered the show. I feel like
it
that is where
it has gotten me into a few musicals now.
It's one of those downward spirals. It's my reason for And Juliet and Frozen and a lot of things that have just destroyed my life.
That's it.
So you are a cosplayer by day, or by night, or by weekends, or by a
by
lot of
whatever
things.
Time is convenient to me.
And yeah. I know you have an amazing Kay Howard cosplay.
I do. I have an adequate Kay Howard cosplay.
Adequate.
It's all
so
right.
What
She's
was
actually
the
getting updated at the moment.
Hey, new skirt, hashtag goals.
New skirt, new bodice, new life.
We're getting full updates. Here we go. So how did you... What was your reason behind Kay Howard? Why did you choose Kay Howard as your queen?
So I've done quite a few cosplay groups now. It's kind of my thing. I like surrounding myself with people, making all the same things. It's fun. And when I first saw Six, I Like, I liked it. I saw pictures. When I first saw pictures of Six, I was like, that's cool. I liked her outfit. And I'm like, I love pink. And then I got, like, more and more into it. And, like, Catherine Howard just really, I don't know. I felt a lot for her. And so, yeah, I was like, I want to do that costume. Originally, I was originally going to do Catherine Howard. And then another friend was like, I'll do the group only if I get to be the pink one. I'm like, oh, okay. So I was supposed to be Jane Seymour, which that's my least favorite. So I was like, okay, fine. And then my friend dropped out. So I got to Kay Howard back.
Hey, so staying on that topic.
Yes.
If you had to pick a queen to be your favorite, who is it? Is it Howard, or do you have
definitely Howard?
It's definitely Howard. Yes. Why? Why? Let's delve into this. Let's
how
throw the hard
questions.
All righty.
Well, the kind of first part of the show is them, you know, all competing to see who had the most tragic story. And to me, I just find that Catherine, they were all unfortunate, but like Catherine just really, it really hurt my heart. And all of their situations kind of sucked, but I don't know, to hers to me just, it really dug deep. And so I don't know, I love her. She's sweet, precious, and I want to protect her.
I totally agree though. Like, all you want to do is kind of like my skip song. You know how like every cast album, you have that song where you're like, I'm really just not in the mood for this tonight?
Yeah, I have
that. That was me listening to All You Want to Do on the recording, and
mine's Heart of Stone.
See, like, I loved Heart of Stone, and now I'm like, after seeing Courtney Monsma, oh my god, like her, Kay Howard, you're gonna see her in like how many weeks?
No, I'm not.
Oh, she's no, you miss gone. Her. Oh, she's gonna
don't
be off
say
as
that
Anna
to me.
For the first time in
message
forever.
Me and she's like, I'm so sorry, and I was like, no.
That's okay. We still have Mega Sixes, so that is okay.
Mega Sixes.
I feel like I just opened up a really bad wound. I'm so sorry.
No, but I've seen a lot of, like, the videos online, like, all the Mega Sixes, and, like, all of the ways that they've portrayed Kay Howard, all of the actresses, they're just so gorgeous. And, like, people are like, yeah, she's got a childish side, but she's also, like, seductive. And I'm like, yeah, I love her.
I didn't realize the depth of that character until I saw Courtney. It was probably, like, my fifth or sixth show. It was like the last one before I went to America that I saw, and something clicked in her performance, and she put this really, like, not a traumatized side to the character that I hadn't seen before. And I was literally sitting there sobbing, and I was like, whoa, like, yeah.
Well, in the cast recording, like, you just listening to it, because I've not actually seen Six yet, just listening to it, like, you can hear how much, like, how more kind of desperate Amy's voice gets, and how more fed up she's sounding, and it's just very emotional.
I didn't pick up on that until I saw it, and it was just one of those things where I was like, so I guess that's kind of
my I put it on from, like, the get-go.
Yeah. So what is your favorite, okay, so rule out All You Want to Do and Get Down. What is your favorite song?
House of Holbein.
Oh.
Without a doubt. I love it so much.
Oh, House of Holbein. Another one of the show. Oh. It's one of those songs that didn't make sense to me until I saw it. And it's just like, it's like boom, boom, boom. And you're just like, why? Like, why is this here? And then you see it on stage and you're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Like,
I love the, like, the horns and the weird techno rave. Oh. Everything about it is just, I feel it in my soul. I love it. House of Holbein.
It's like, let's just throw as much random stuff in here as possible and go nuts.
When I did my cosplay group, I was trying to get all the girls to do, like, the collars and the glasses. They would not let me, so.
Oh,
Streams.
I'll do it with you. We'll do it in Melbourne. We'll organize a weekend and we'll do it in Melbourne.
Well, when we go to Melbourne, I've got my Aragon, my Par, and myself dressed as Howard, and we're all going to be in costume. And our Aragon was like, can we get collars just to pull out for House of Holbein? And I was like, you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah.
If I have the time, I'll definitely make them.
Oh, wonderful. So you've been kind of in the queendom pretty much nearly the same time, if not longer, than I have. I remember when we first started AQ, you and Lee were like literally the first people that jumped on board. So you've been with me since like day 10 followers. And thank you for that, for one.
That's all right.
Tasha's the chick that keeps me in check. So if I go to post something and I'm like, this might cause some problems, I send it to Tash and she's like, come on.
Right. Yeah.
You know you're wrong.
Well, I've been online for quite some time. Like, I'm a cosplayer and I've been doing that for 9 years, and having to run my own page and kind of maintaining my own brand, you kind of get to see like, oh, I don't think this really fits, or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've got a little bit of experience.
So being around in the Queendom for so long, what is your favorite part of this fan base? Because I feel like it's a little different to fan bases out there. All right.
What I love about this fandom is they're super passionate and lovely. And it's bringing to me personally, I've seen a lot of like younger people getting into creativity. There's a lot of young ones who are finding Six for the first time, not really knowing theater, and being like, "Ollie, I want to make that costume. Like, that's so cool." So I've seen a lot of young fans brought into it and wanting to get creative, which
is a really good stepping stone, I think. Like, it's one of those shows that is generationally right for the moment. Like, it's short enough to be captivating. It is on point with messages throughout, like all the kind of like the feminism type of stuff. Like, this is stuff that they went through back in the 1500s, but some of it, like, is still going
to be relevant.
Yeah, and like, there's a really awesome line that hits me every night during All You Want to Do, and she's talking about one of the guys, and she's like, it's a shame, like, guys only hired women to get them into their private chambers. It was such a different time back then. And I was like, yo, that's like harshly relevant. Like, what? How is this still a thing 500 years later? Like, what is going on with our society?
Yep.
And so what's it like in your position seeing these issues put on stage? Because there's a lot of shows that are bringing these touchy subjects on stage. So you've got like Jagged Little Pill that touches on like drug abuse and sexual abuse. And then you've got Dear Evan Hansen that deals with suicide. And what's it like from your perspective seeing things like sexual abuse and that type of thing brought up in a show that is so relevant?
I like what Six has done, because you don't have to look like, as someone who's not actually seen the show, I know that there's context, like there's talking and stuff in it, but for someone who's only really heard the songs and stuff, you can enjoy it. Like, there's a lot of things with Six, but with Six in particular, like the songs and how deep they get, you can enjoy it without even having to get into the deepness. But if you if you want to pay attention to what's actually happening, like, rather than just listening to a really good song, like the songs they've done, but then you can look past how amazing they sound and actually almost hear what the girls are saying.
Yeah.
So I like it because it's almost multi-layered of like, you know, wow, it's amazing, but oh my god, they're talking about shit that is really real.
Yeah. And it's good to see these issues being brought forward in such a modern kind of way. So like Jagged Little Pill, for example, is all Alanis Morissette's music, but it's based around this family kind of destruction through drug abuse and keeping a secret of sexual abuse and all of this. And it's those topics that kind of just need to be no longer, I guess, feathered around the edge and just be like, this happens. This is not okay. Like, this happened 500 years ago. Why is it still happening today? Yeah.
And the fun thing with Six is there's a lot of young teen girls who are into it. I feel like that's the main fan base, is young teen girls. And I think it's a good topic for them to just be aware of.
Yeah. Like, and I feel like that's where I'm in a weird position. Like, I come in and I've got a friend, Andrew, and him and I talk about my position right now, and how, like, the show is all about strong female women.
Yeah.
Reclaiming this story. And I'm like, I'm not any of that. So why are you, like, I find it hard to talk about topics like this, because I'm not the one that should be bringing them up, but I know I need to discuss them in a way. So that's why I've got some amazing people like yourself lined up to come on and chat about these topics, because those younger people in the Queendom need to hear people talk about it because they need to know it's okay to talk about it and
not to
be sheltered by it, which is, I think, something this show has really allowed people to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So moving forward, Tash, you are seeing the show a couple times in Melbourne or just once?
Just once,
and
unfortunately,
that's fingers crossed for Brizzy for you. Like, let's be real.
If they do Brisbane, I would just die. I would love for them to come to Brisbane, but we have one main theater and it books quite fast, so I don't think we'll be getting six, but it's a nice dream.
But, hey, after Melbourne, we go to Adelaide and New Zealand. I just forgot where was next after Adelaide. Go team. So out of what you've seen so far, like, obviously in Brizzy, you've helped me a lot with this account. You've seen the Queendom kind of grow in Australia. We've done the meetups. Yeah. You helped me run one of the meetups in Queensland. So what's it like from your perspective being seeing like the fan base and the show grow to this enormous monstrosity that it is, where it's selling out the Opera House and tickets are starting to sell quicker in Melbourne?
Yeah, it's crazy. Because when I first got into the Queendom, it was like, what the hell is six? What are you talking about? Six is a number. It was really weird. So I've been in a few fandoms where like they've just started up Hamilton, my goodness, like, it's a lot like six. I remember
the early days of Hamilton, where everybody was like, this is like a really cool rap musical, and then it just turned into this like international, like, it was so quick too, and it was just like, here we are, and now that's kind of happening worldwide. Six. Yeah, like Broadway's just open, like, it's crazy.
Six has grown so fast in such a short time. It's amazing. And the fact that they've got so many productions on at once because there's such a high demand is amazing.
Yeah. Like cruise ships, Broadway, West End, Australia, and like going into New Zealand. Like, it's crazy to think this show started like 3 years ago, like two and a half years ago. Like, insane.
Yeah. Because as I said, like, I found Six and it was, like, I was on the theater pages on Facebook and I was like, oh my God, have you heard this musical? And people are like, no, what the hell is that? And like being like, oh, it's kind of like Hamilton, but like a pop girl group. Like it's
kind of like Hamilton without the rap, but we've thrown.
Yeah.
Get it's down like a in there to Hamilton, kind of.
But with ladies.
Yeah.
I love it. It's just crazy seeing how fast it's grown from like, what the heck's that to, oh, everyone knows now. Cool.
And also not only that, but the historical side of things. Like, Hamilton brought up the whole like American Revolution to the point where Americans were learning about more about their own history than
throughout
they
the
were
musical,
in school. Yeah. Six is kind of doing the same because it's like, even in Australia, like I learned very little about Tudor history just because obviously in Australia it's not that important. But like, I do not remember hearing these six women's names ever in my schooling.
I knew the rhyme. I mean, I think
I still don't know the rhyme.
It's just divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived. That's literally it.
Okay, there you go. I literally had to Google it the other night and I was like,
yeah.
One word in a stupid rhyme. What is this rhyme? Like, interesting. Saucy. Give me the information.
Tell me about these ladies. No, I've always known about the, you know, the king who chopped off like all of his wives' heads. Well, that's what I thought. And I was like, wow, he sounds amazing. Love him. But I've always loved messed up historical people. I mean, it's a bit messed up. So that's always kind of
the most exciting people to learn about, though. Like, there's people that did things wrong.
Like, a lot of people have had their heads chopped off historically. these ladies aren't new, but I like learning. I really love learning about historical things, and to hear through a musical and then wanting to look more into these characters that you're hearing sing about their lives is just the coolest thing. It sounds so nerdy. But like,
speaking of like just learning about like things that are going on, there's an amazing couple of books out by a woman named Alison Weir. So fittingly, they're written by a woman, but they're really good biographical kind of explanations of the wives and who they were and what they went through. And Alison has done an amazing job. I've got her audio book on at the moment. And I think I'm going to steal an idea from one of my friends who runs the Hamilcast. So one of those big, like, musical theater fan based podcasts that got me into doing this here. And the way she started hers was like reading through this book with the fans. So every week they'd do a chapter. And I feel like that's going to be a really good way for you guys to, like, you and those listeners out there that are actually listening to us babble on at the moment, to kind of learn. And then we can discuss each week about what is going on at certain points and then relate that back to the show. So I think that's going to be one way forward for us in the future.
Definitely, yeah.
But to wrap things up, Tash, what are you most excited for to see when you see the show? What's that thing that you're like ready to see?
There's just like, okay, being in Australia once more, like, we don't get many theatre shows, especially where I am, we don't get many like giant things. So, you know, being a fan of something for so long and knowing it kind of inside and out, then finally being able to see it and it just being a whole other thing is
insane. Especially if a show of this magnitude at this point of its hype. Like, we're not getting Hamilton until next year and it's like hit its hype 3 years ago. We're getting Dear Evan Hansen in like 2 years. Like, Waitress, I don't even know where that's gone to. Like,
Waitress was supposed to be this year, but it's gone.
Yeah, we've, like, unfortunately, we get these shows that are sensations on West End and on Broadway brought out to us years far after them, their kind of hype. And I think the same thing happened with Wicked too, didn't it? Like, it took us
Wicked was one of the introduction musicals for me. That was kind of the first show I actually got to see. So, like, I didn't know about Wicked before I went and saw it. And that was like, whoa, musicals.
Whoa. And it's like, literally, that's the one musical you're like, whoa, musical, like, lots of high notes, like floating bubbles.
What is this? But no, like, I was a huge fan of the Book of Mormon because I grew up with South Park. So I love, I've forgotten their names right now. I'm so tired. But I've always loved those guys, Matt Stone and Parker. So being a huge Book of Mormons fan, when they came here, they were like, yeah, we're only going to Melbourne and Sydney. And I was like, well, guess I'm flying to Melbourne. I got back from, like, the show was so amazing. I got to see AJ Holmes play Elder Cunningham. Oh, so it was amazing. It was like the connection, you just can't describe it, being a fan of something for so long, then finally seeing it on stage. And then I got back from Melbourne and they announced Brisbane.
I 100% I had that exact reaction with Hamilton and Six, like, to be where I am with this account, to get to Sydney for that first show and see that first show, like, in the front row as well. I was like sitting there, I was like, it's happening, oh my, like, holy crap. And then, like, Hamilton as well, like, I was in Chicago and I, like, literally published a book. And yeah, like, it was just one of those cool things where I was, like, sitting there sobbing because I was, like, heard the doom, 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 doom. I was like, oh, here we go.
We're here. Yep. That's crazy.
Well, that kind of brings our episode to a wrap. So this is an introduction to Tash and us, and this is kind of – we're just going to do a couple of random episodes like this throughout the run, talking about different things. Tash is actually going to do a whole episode on cosplay. Yay. Sure. to give you guys kind of like a rundown, because she gets a ton of questions about how she makes her stuff. So we're going to put it all in one episode so you guys can hopefully get a lot of info out of that. And so that kind of wraps things up really nicely this week. An update on the Queendom. Australia has closed in Sydney, opens in Melbourne in 6 weeks. Broadway is close to opening night. I think that is next week. I'm going to say next week for opening night for Broadway. West End is going strong. Tour's going strong. The cruise cast have just switched over. Things are going strong. We are 5 episodes into the podcast. Woot woot. Everything is going great. So you will catch Tash on a couple of other episodes. Make sure you guys are going and following her at Twerking Gherkin. Keep an eye on my story and my post. You'll see things in there for her. But for another week, queens, that is all. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate everything. And make sure you're going and following us, because we have a new Instagram account. Yay, I almost forgot to plug my own stuff. So you can follow our main account at OzQueendom, or you can follow the podcast specific account now at The Queendom Cast. Yeah, that is pretty much all I have for you guys this week. And as usual, we will see you next week with a brand new episode. Thanks, queens. Bye.
6. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.